Local Talk is the signature local interview program on KHOI that explores people, stories, and events of Central Iowa. It celebrates the creativity, diversity, and civic spirit of our community. This interview aired on Local Talk.
And all I am, all I'll ever be, comes from this gift he gave to me.
Hello, Dave. It's really good to be talking with you. We just listened to your song, Montana, and I wonder, is that somewhat your story?
Very much so, yes. That's very, very autobiographical. My dad was a rancher, kind of a hardscrabble rancher in eastern Montana when I was a kid growing up, and so yeah, that all of the lines in that song ring very, very true.
So how long did you stay on that ranch?
We were on that ranch until a series of economic snafus made it necessary for my father to sell it, and I was about 13 years old at the time. And then we left Montana at that point and moved down to California.
In the song, you say that your dad gave you Montana. What was that? What did you mean by that?
Well, we moved around quite a bit when I was a kid. My father tended to be the type who looks for geographical solutions. And I was born in Montana when I was about 9. We moved back there from, we were all over the place. We were in California, Montana, North Carolina even at one point. But we moved back there and Dad purchased this ranch and we went into the livestock business. And that was a very important formative era. Well, it is for any boy, actually, that era between, say, 8 and 14, in that the experiences that I had at that time on that ranch shaped me very, very deeply.
In what way?
It taught me how to work. It taught me appreciation of living in a rural atmosphere and working, you know, working with my hands and learning that if you want something, you have to go out and work for it. And just an appreciation of the Western lifestyle, the ranching lifestyle, all of those little life lessons.
So what happened after 13?
Well, I mean, it continued. We moved down to California and we continued in the ranching world. We moved to the Central Coast of California where we opened a kind of a feedlot operation on 20 acres worth of sand dune. We ended up feeding 300 head of feeder steers in a dry lot and basically in a feedlot situation. And that's a little cramped. It's sort of have that many cattle on that small a piece of property is like having the entire cast of River Dance perform on your kitchen counter. It's just a little tight.
After that, your bio says that you did all kind of things. So how did that all work out?
One kind of stumbles through and finds things to do to make a living as you go along. And so I had my hands in a lot of different places, a lot of different types of work. So I did everything from sell tires to pack mules for outfitters in the mountains. So it was a rich, full tapestry from which to weave songs.
When did you start weaving songs?
You know, I really didn't start writing songs until I was in my early 30s. I had written a few things as a young man. I did the little jaunt where you play in bars and so forth. That was the only place to play music for people like me back in the late 70s was in nightclubs and bars. And I did that for a little while, got tired of it, and put the guitar down, wandered off to try and become the great American novelist, and I spent 10 years learning how to write a novel, which I wrote 9 novels, all of which I would probably fight to the death to keep out of the print now. But I didn't pick up a guitar seriously for 10 years, and then in my early 30s, I started in again.
you have all of these awards. They didn't just come like the first year you started to write songs, right?
No, no. I'm 60 years old, so I've had a few years on the front lines playing music all over the United States, and it's been quite a ride. I will say that, and I have been fortunate enough that my work has been recognized by some folks, and they've been very kind to me and giving me little accolades and awards and so forth. And it's quite gratifying. Every once in a while you get one of these things and kind of let you know that maybe you're on the right track.
How did you start? I mean, I know you've only played with a couple of symphony orchestras before coming to Ames to play with Central Iowa Symphony, but how did that come about?
That was the work of your orchestra director, Mr. Eric McIntyre. He's responsible for all of it.
Even your other orchestra gigs?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, how did you meet him?
He contacted me. He got a hold of the music somehow and became interested in it and kept listening to it, which I find amazing, someone who's such a musical master and genius as he is, to find something worth listening to with what I'm doing. I'm not a trained musician. I don't read music. I'm just kind of out there winging it. And but he found enough in this music that he thought it was interesting. And he contacted me and said, would you be interested in playing with a symphony? I said, oh, my God, yes. And then he spent a year scoring 10 of my songs for symphony orchestra and then brought me out to Grinnell a couple years ago to perform with the Grinnell College Orchestra, which was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And then I later did a performance with the Snow College Orchestra in Ephraim, Utah, and they used Eric's charts on that. He was gracious enough to provide those, and now he's bringing me out to Ames, and we couldn't be happier to have the opportunity to do it one more time.
Well, I'll probably ask him this, but how do you score background music for songs like these? I mean, I've only heard them in their recorded versions, which don't have orchestras behind them, and I had just assumed it would be two separate parts of the program.
No, ma'am, it's not. And if you were to go on YouTube and punch in Dave Stamey Orchestra, there's five of the songs put up on YouTube with where I'm performing with Eric and the Grinnell Symphony, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You're gonna have to ask Eric, because I don't have the slightest idea how he went about it, but I know that when he was done, it was a beautiful thing.
Well, that is very exciting. So I hope that a lot of people get to hear you on Saturday night.
I hope so. I look forward to being there. I will tell you, I even went down and rented a tuxedo jacket.
Really?
I'm going to put a bow tie on and everything. Bow tie and cowboy hat, Wrangler jeans, and we'll be good to go.
Well, that'll be something to see as well as to hear. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I hope to see you on Saturday.
You can hear more interviews like this on Local Talk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m., noon, and 7 p.m. on 89.1 KHOI Community Radio. You can support Community Radio through the donate button at khoifm.org.